Blog Talk Radio.
I can't understand what you're saying. It's like you're being modulated or something. Place me on mute for a second and then take me off mute. Maybe that'll fix it.
Okay, how about now?
All right. Okay, that's not working. Hey, I'm gonna try calling in on a different line. All right?
Hey
there?
Shit. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Yeah, there we go. That's better.
What happened?
I don't know. Somebody messing with the call, I guess. That was really weird. I hadn't heard that one before. Anyway, let's go back to General Stubblebine. You know, the guy represented in Men Who Stare at Goats. I'm pretty sure that was the guy. Anyway, in the movie, the guy was like obsessed with walking through walls because obviously he had seen it happen one or more times. And he knew it was possible, and that was why one of the reasons he was so interested in the research. Let's put it this way. The Hollow Earth people, okay, and a lot of the various different aliens that are coming here now.
Like who?
Like, for example, the various different Niburian-seated races, such as, like, let's say, for example, I'm pretty sure the Nordics and stuff fall into that category.
Okay. Kyle, hold on a second. You said if we do that show, Utopia, you're talking about early civilization and you being Sumerian. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, we're going to be doing a show on that, on Sumeria, the first civilization, coming up here on Center of the Universe. But Sumeria, in short, was the first civilization here on Earth. There might have been little societies, but nothing developed, such as civilizations that had art and music and stuff, because there were a lot of restrictions that were placed on what could be done here, and And when basically the Sumerians first came here, they brought all of that stuff. Now,
What stuff?
They brought music, art.
Okay.
And what you would call developed culture, creativity,
okay.
Mainly creativity.
Okay.
But
okay.
And anyway, we're going to cover most of that on another show. But just something for people to think about for now, look into, and do a little
okay.
bit of research and see what people can find on Sumeria.
Okay. But are you saying in a utopian society with water and all that, given that, we need to get back to what you're talking about?
You need to get back to... See, you got all this kind of stuff now, and you like it. You know, there are people that's all that they do are these facets of culture and civilization. That's their job. That's what they do. But the thing is that they take those people, all right, whether they say they do... Take things like growing your own food and stuff and having free-flowing water and a more natural plumbing source, okay?
Yeah.
And waste disposal, all right? Not in the way that we do it now, because that's actually not very good for us, and I'm not going to get into why, but everyone takes that stuff for granted. And anyone who doesn't take it for granted... All right, says that they don't take it for granted and say, we do need to get back to it because they do art and stuff like that. All right, you know what?
Wow.
It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what you say. The point is that you haven't done anything about it. All right, not enough of you don't get together in a large enough group to actually make the change or be the change, and therefore your argument is invalid. You know, even speaking up about it, it's still not productive. It does not solve the problem. And that foundation of a utopian society and civilization is not here anymore.
Okay.
But it's going to be coming back soon, but everything has to burn first.
Yes.
So
let's get back. I got you off track. You know,
back to Stubblebine and walking through walls. You know, we were talking about the shadow people and stuff. And
now we're going back to the aliens head in this direction, whatever you want to take.
Yeah. Stubblebine was aware of this, okay? And what he was one of the things he was doing was conducting research into this kind of thing, hoping maybe he would see someone or one of his soldiers that could do it. But I'll tell you this for sure, there are soldiers, sailors, and or whatever that can do it now in the military now, and they're not necessarily in the PSYOPs programs because those people are so spiritually advanced that they're basically a god amongst the rest of their fellow service members. Like, for example, if you have there are a couple of terminologies for what this is called. One of the common terms that you hear now is called light body. People talking about getting the light body and stuff like that.
What?
I found a website called lightbodymastery.com. And it covers a little bit of information on it. But the thing is, if you're not on a genuinely spiritual path, meaning if you believe in anything, if you follow anything, you're not going to be able to attain this. However, I will say this, that if you are a being of light and you have a soul from the universe of light, you can do this.
Okay.
And it's not just limited to what I just said, though, all right? But the thing is that most human DNA allows you to do this. The spirit science gives you a quote one time, says, "Know ye not that ye are gods?" And that's basically what it allows you to do. Now, what this will allow you to do is phase in and out of, let's say, this dimension or the constructs that keep you confined to. Another name that I discovered over on the eastern part of the world for this thing is called Dragon Body. And it's the same thing. It's just a different name. And it has a lot to do with, like, serpent wisdom and all that. So that's how they named it there. But in short, these are some of the things that will allow you to do. It will allow you to teleport. All right? It will allow you, like literally teleport from one location to another. It will allow you to basically move through solid objects. It will allow you to, in some cases, if you're really, really good at it, allow you to actually fly, like levitate and fly. And then there are, and then it will also allow you by the virtue of being able to actually move through walls, it will also allow other objects to move through you, such as bullets. So, in other words, you don't need to become bulletproof, all right, or wear bulletproof body armor or anything like that. You just phase into another dimension, the bullets go right through you. There's that as well. And that right there should get the attention of anyone in the military, because it's like, wham, bam, thank you, man, problem solved. Super soldier, you already got super soldiers. You just don't realize it. You're just not using them properly. You know?
Yeah.
And, or super sailors or whatever. But people have the ability to do this if they're on a genuine spiritual path. Not only that, those people will be psychic and your thoughts aren't private. Let's put it that way.
Kyle, it reminds me of a little bit of Men in Black 3. You know,
uh-huh.
As far as teleporting. And, you know, how he sees and checks out and jumps all over the place in Men in Black 3, they do, you know. But how he gets out and leaves and then tests and then counts the bullets and comes back and then he was shot, killed, and then come back and, you know, and kills Boris. That's a great scene, by the way. But
yeah, no, actually,
similar.
That was a really good one.
Huh? Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Very good, yeah. But, I mean, you have the capability to check out for a little bit. You know, I've had an out-of-body experience before. I'm not ashamed to say it. I really have. It is... I hope everybody out there has had an out-of-body experience. It is, it changed it. When you see yourself from another dimension and you look down on yourself, that changed my way of thinking forever, to be honest with you, Kyle.
Yep, and it's that's another, that's, by the way, that's a separate thing, okay? That's another thing that people can do, and that's also covered, like, in the Men Who Stare at Goats, is the ability to, you know, remote view or astral project, and those, like I said, those are two completely different skills that the human, you know, body is capable of doing. Just people have forgotten about it because of the Archons. Now, when people are starting to do this, you know, all their fears will subside over the whole, the government is watching me. Okay, well, just fucking remote view and astral project. They can't stop you. And unless they're doing it themselves, then they might be able to find you. Maybe. All right, if those are the guys that you're watching, you know, but the thing is that you have the ability to do everything that the government is doing, that they spend all their time, money, and effort, or your time, money, and effort, doing. You can do it yourself, all right?
Yeah.
And you can do it better. You want to know, you can know. It's not hard. All right? In the meantime, I'm looking at things from your point of view.
Yeah.
I don't do any of that, as I've said before. I don't do any of it, but if I start doing it, I got those kinds of skills and more.
Right.
But nevertheless, you have the ability to walk through walls. You have the ability to just let bullets pass through you. You have the ability to spy on anyone, anywhere. There is no place locked down. There is no place you can't go. Nothing you can't get access to. And then you can teleport on top of that, like in the series, the movie Jumper, where the guys teleport back and forth and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that too. The skills and ability, your DNA as a human being allows you to do is at your current level of awareness totally insane. What you are capable of it's incredible. It really is. There aren't words to express it. And the aliens all use this stuff. And remember, I told you, not all aliens are. Some just want to burn you down because you're capable of doing this kind of stuff. For example, the Archons. They already have burned you down. They're just not done with you yet. That's why you have all these problems. And I don't know if I've said this before on the show, but you can blame the people in power, or you think are in power, you can cut their heads off and say, we overthrew our crazy evil leaders. But it doesn't matter whether you did that or not, because they're the only people who knew enough about what was going on to fuck it up in the first place, one. And two, the pyramid is built from the top down because the Archons float above the 13-step pyramid.
Wow.
And they just select a new leader that is more fucked up than the last and more easily manipulated than the last, and then you don't have someone in charge anymore that actually knows what's going on. So when people are quick to complain and point the finger at whoever's in charge, all right, they had best got their heads on straight and understand that there is a force far superior than them that is manipulating them and making them behave in that way, although there are some that are just totally fucking evil and enjoy burning you down. There are those, but, you know, they're not necessarily who you think they are because they're smarter than you, and they do all that stuff that I just told you about. So, you know, hopefully this will help some people out. There are a lot of programs and stuff that are available, where people are trying to educate people on your capabilities. Some of them are good. Some of them are, you know, they kind of know what they're talking about, but they're not really at that level. And then there are those that are pushing the envelope. Excuse me. And then there are those who have even more than what I had mentioned in terms of psychic skills and what you would call superhuman abilities, but really they're just human abilities, God-man abilities, which you are.
But you have to, Kyle, you have to remember that when you say you or you're just not talking to me, you're talking to everybody.
That's right. I'm talking to everyone listening.
That's
everyone
right.
born here under this crazy-ass terrifying paradigm
right.
under the Archons. That's who I'm addressing. I'm talking to everyone.
Right.
Anyone
aliens,
who doesn't know, that's who I'm talking to.
You tell me, aliens refer us as Earth as Terra. Terror. We live in fear. That
all the time.
That, right?
Our behaviors and everything.
Tell
everything
us.
Everything we have, all right, on this planet right now, pretty much, has a negative side effect. It's been designed ass backwards to screw with your reality, to poison
right.
you, and give you a shorter lifespan.
Yeah.
All right? All the way down to your wine glasses, all right, which I explained to somebody else a little while ago, where your wine glass basically is designed so that it will break, and when you're drunk and you drop it, or if you hit your mouth to it, it can cut your mouth. I mean, that is the level of terror that you live under. Okay? That is the level. All right? And you don't even realize it. But as I said, it's not your fault in the very first episode. You know, there is a force that is so intelligent and so demented that you cannot even hope to fight back on your own. You have to work together. You absolutely have to work together. And all these things about utopia that you see around, light body, psychic powers, you know, living in happiness and harmony with the earth, it's all possible. And cohesion is possible if we try. It's just you have to really make a concerted effort to work together. And here in America, the one fundamental thing that you have to do is you have to go and you have to talk to your neighbor. Because most of you don't talk to your neighbors anymore. You're so wrapped up in your own bullshit, just going to work every single day, like I said in that quote from our earlier episode, that you don't pay any mind to your neighbor. It's like they don't even exist. And in most cases, you don't even know your neighbor's names. And, you know, you don't know the people in your neighborhood and probably on your street. You know, and it's even worse in apartments. Which, by the way, if you break down that word, apartment is apart to separate, and then ment of the mind, separation of the mind. Okay, you don't talk to your neighbor, you don't talk to the person above you, below you, to the side of you, you know, none of that. And so when you're faced with an emergency situation, your neighbor becomes your enemy because they're not your friend because of the way that people behave and use linear logic now. People don't think asymmetrically. And that's also very important to remember. And you don't have the foundation. You can't go back to getting your own food and stuff when the system breaks down. All it takes for America to go down right now is the truck stopping. They say when trucks stop, America stops. And it's true. But that's not the only thing that's fragile. And so that's why I say the most important thing right now is that pipeline. A pipeline has to be built to revitalize the aquifers and the farmland. Because when you start building that and everyone works on that, everyone at the very least will have water available, the basic necessity, to grow the food. And then you can grow the food along the pipeline and protect it at the same time and protect the entire country during a grid down situation. And it's coming. Electromagnetic pulse. Whether you want to look at it as the Archons being a crazy ass electromagnetic threat, or you want to look at it as, you know, potential nukes, which are going to go off, by the way. Then there's electromagnetic pulse weapons, and then the scalar weaponry that's also, you know, people are messing around with and shouldn't be, because, you know.
Have you seen the new Godzilla, by the way?
The new what?
Godzilla movie.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Was it? I really thought it was. And they say, well, Godzilla was kind of soft, or, you know, like he had a, you know, like, I just thought it was a different take on a Godzilla movie. You know, and then when that motherfucker, excuse my language, but opened up that bat's mouth and put that pulse in there and just said, get the, you know, and just let him swim off. You know, like,
yeah, you know, there's something about giant psychic alien dragons that breathe fire, in other words, breathe change.
Right. Yeah.
That just, it's just like, that's so fucking funny. because it's about to happen. So, think about that.
But if I thought about the electric pulse, you know, in that deal, where, you know, that happened, you know, that pulse that just, bam, you know, just, fuck. It, you know, you brought it up with the electric pulse, you know, I mean,
yep.
Put down a hole, I mean, you know, it's like, did you see the way all those, it almost made you think, like, Godzilla might be kind of real, to be honest with you. Like, it's possible the way they protected it and said, let's not nuke it. Let's let nature take its course. Like that motherfucker's really around. Then it was like,
yeah.
The first scene was when they were looking at the and then they had just found in Egypt or somewhere that one dinosaur that was 160 foot long and 62 stories tall or whatever, and you're like, what the fuck? You know?
Yep. When,
that was here on Earth, a fucking dinosaur 62 stories tall, and they said you might find some larger later.
Yeah, well, you know, history goes back millions of years, all right? Millions and millions of years. I mean, as long as the planet's been around, alien civilizations have been coming here, setting up shop underground, you know, again and again and again. And during those times, everyone just kind of lived underground. Why? Because there's frickin' giant-ass, you know, predators, or just things that are so damn big they'll step on you. So everyone lives underground.
Wow.
And the oxygen levels were way higher way back then. But the thing is, now the Archons are here, and, you know, the more of them that want to be here, the more dead and desert everything has to be. Which explains the usage of nukes. But, you know, there's also other reasons as well, people being crazy and, you know, but anyway, I think that just about wraps up the show for tonight.
We're done.
Yeah, we're gonna have to cover some more stuff. I got a couple of special shows that I'm gonna want to do here in the very near future, and those are gonna be coming very soon.
All right, sounds good. Good night.
All right, good night.